This is Mr. Helm, Samuel, H-E-L-M. Samuel Helm comes in today for a follow-up of A, nausea, number two, vomiting, number three, no response to whatever the PPI is from Dexalent. It's not working for him. Number three, cough, congestion, fever, possible flu, possible COVID, has had immunization, has had exposure to both. Number four, check cholesterol. Number five, check liver function test. Number six, history of fatty liver. Number seven, under a lot of stress and has been drinking more beer. Number eight, history of tonsillectomy. And now he's having severe sore throat. Number nine, history of depression and anxiety. Doing well with Effexor. 75, is not about to commit suicide or has any suicidal thoughts. Next number is the tiny cyst that needed to be evaluated. Next number is history of carotid stenosis, mild, that needed to be evaluated today. And next number is history of sarcoidosis, doing well with diet. And his last ACE inhibitor level was fine. This is a 43-year-old gentleman, married, lives at home. His niece and her husband and kids have been living with him. It's been causing a lot of issues at home. For this reason, he's been drinking more. But at the same time, he's been working a lot. He's gained a few pounds. He's worried about fatty liver. Also has had cough, congestion, sore throat, headache for 3 days. His flu test, strep test, and COVID test are all negative today. Medication, Crestor 10 milligram, Effexor 75 milligram, Dexalent changed to a different PPI, most likely Protonix 40 milligram, Zyrtec 10 milligram. Wants to go back to Dexalent. He wants to get his GI doctor to write him a note. Medical problems, GERD, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux. Is that so? I was talking. History of increased cholesterol. Surgery, ear surgery, tonsillectomy, social. He doesn't smoke. He used to be a smoker. He's drinking more beer. Family history, thyroid problems. Colonoscopy is up to date, times three. Allergy, none. 222 pounds. 98, 98.4, 16, 90, 128 over 97. Heart positive, small positive, through, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, neck surgery, skin shows the rash, or mucosal tension, logical non-focal. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, flu, COVID, strep negative. Number three, blood pressure is elevated, continues to be elevated, not taking anything for blood pressure. Number four, has been reluctant to take anything for blood pressure. Number five, he says his blood pressure is okay at home. Next number is LVH is noted, but it's mild. Next number is no RVH noted. Next number is recent ACE inhibitor was negative. That was done for sarcoidosis. Next number, lisinopril 10 milligram given. Next number is rosefenigram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is check blood work. Next one is check cholesterol. Wants to come back for that. Next one is check testosterone level, which was done last year. Next one wants to come back for that. Next one is otitis media. Next one is sinusitis. Next one is headache. Next number, ETOH use. His liver looks okay on the ultrasound, but I told him he must quit smoking, drinking so much. Next one is increased weight of almost 10 pounds. Next one is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my clinic. Thank you.